Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins in Toronto for Game 4 tonight against the Maple Leafs. Bruce Cassidy says Matt Grzelcyk should be good to go, but it's going to be a game-time decision. For Maple Leafs coach Mike Babcock, he likes the spot they're in.
You know, this is what I do know about this series is that we're playing Game 4 and we need to win. I think we're in a real good spot. I think this will be the most competitive game so far in the series. Obviously, they're going to be ready to play. Anytime you don't win, you want to bounce back hard. We expect their best game for sure.
Okay, that sounds like a hockey coach.
Babcock.
But I do know, right. A battle.
Right.
Well, you turn that heat down, I'm going to be asleep in 11 minutes, I swear to God. Touch that thermometer. One more time.
Judd Surratt and Bob Beers bring us the latest from Toronto on the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show. 6:30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox beat the Angels in game two of their three-game series, 9-0 last night. They'll wrap things up tonight when Eduardo Rodriguez goes to the mound. It was Porcello out there last night. He threw six shutout innings in the win. Celtics off until tomorrow night. They're going to visit the Bucks. They'll try and go up 3-0 in the best of seven in Milwaukee. Spurs coach Greg Popovich will not coach tonight in Game 3 against Golden State, a day after his wife died after an extended illness. Headlines are brought to you by WestJet Airlines. WestJet has low-fare, nonstop daily flights to Toronto. Pick or book your playoff flights now at WestJet. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
The road to another Boston championship goes through 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He scores! That's the hat trick!
Hear every Bruins and Celtics playoff game
four,
here.
4-3, got it!
On Boston's home for sports.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Reminds me of warmer times. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, go
reminds
outside.
Reminds me of days where the sun is out and it's 75.
That's not a 38 degree day.
No, it's not.
Frisbee weather.
It's not.
Can't even think about it. It was snowing. Snowing this morning.
You want my late breaking schedule?
So you got a schedule update? Leak?
I got a leak.
Patriots schedule leaks.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
What do you got?
I am told by someone who wanted to be described as a reliable source. So make sure you say it's a reliable source.
He's reliable.
I said, okay. I go, I know you're a reliable source. But
very.
Normally I wouldn't have to say that because if I didn't think you were a reliable source.
You wouldn't say
I
it.
I wouldn't say it. Reliable source tells me that the Patriots will not be playing a game on Thanksgiving this year.
Didn't you tell us yesterday privately? Looks like a Thanksgiving.
No, I was saying it's a rumor. We said it's a rumor. People keep suggesting that this is gonna happen. Jimmy Stewart has been pumping that for weeks.
I heard that too.
I had not heard that from anybody.
We've been
corrected. That's a reliable source.
We've been corrected today.
Luckily, on schedule release day, the trickle has begun.
But I do hope we are home.
I had people tweeting
weekend.
Me last night asking me if I was going to have some leaks again on the schedule this year. Yeah. Because
of course you will.
I know a number of Patriots fans that were able to book some travel last year
right.
Thanks to my tweeting on
I'm
schedule
sure.
release day. I save people thousands. I'm better than Geico.
You're Mr. Orbit.
Follow Beetle on Twitter and save 20%. 15 minutes on Twitter can save you 20% off your scheduling and travel for Patriots road games. That's what I'm told. I am told there will not be a Thanksgiving Day game for the Patriots. So, if you were worried about that, or you were happy about that, I'm sorry to either make you happy or disappoint you, but that's what the reliable source says. Okay?
Yep.
Good?
Good.
Okay.
That's good. It's a good tidbit.
What's yours, Zoe?
I don't have one yet.
Oh, Zoe will have some. Give it time. Right. Give it time. It's early in the day.
I thought he said he had one.
It's early, my friend.
I'm waiting.
Early.
I'm waiting.
By this afternoon.
I do have concerns, though, for Thanksgiving weekend.
I'd say by like 5 p.m. today.
Oh,
we should
be
able to put it together.
Yeah. I just have concerns Thanksgiving weekend because my daughter's going away to college.
So you wanted to make sure you were home.
I want to make sure we're playing at home. That'd
the long
be awful
weekend
to
that
travel
she would
away.
Be home. And
that's her first long weekend back home.
You're worried about spending time with your children.
Yeah. Family.
Overrated.
Sneaky good family holiday. Thanksgiving.
Is it sneaky? Is it sneaky?
Food.
That one sneaks up on you?
Yeah, everybody.
Generally thought of as a good family holiday?
I mean, well, Easter's scary because Jesus dies, but he comes back. You know, Easter's a scary time for some kids.
People think that Thanksgiving is just for partying and presents. Sneaky good family time.
Yeah, they get the weird rabbit. Like, all of a sudden, the bunny brings you presents.
Yeah.
Freaking rabbit. How's he? You could understand Santa because he's a dude and he's got a sleigh with reindeer. And he got elves that work for him, and he lives, like, somewhere else.
You got to put your tree up that weekend, Zoe.
Bam!
Less fun, no more family. Problem. Zolak Thanksgiving 2018.
If we're on the road Thanksgiving weekend, I'm going to want the house decorated so she can start to feel the holiday spirit when she comes home. I'm going to have to decorate it mid-November.
So you don't want to be home the week before Thanksgiving either, then?
I got messed up last year because got to go all the way to Denver. Then I got to come back.
Hardy,
then
this
I had to go to Mexico City.
This is what the people care about.
Mexico City. That was a brutal travel schedule.
We got it wrong, by the way. Miami's the furthest flight of the year. That's the longest
trip.
It doesn't
count. Miami. It's the Dolphin. It doesn't count.
It doesn't count, apparently.
But it's the longest.
But
that's the longest
flight. But you're so used to that one. And Mark Capello, he's in the other room. He's the producer. We don't even think about Miami to travel to Miami back, right? Doesn't matter when it is. We'd love to have it late in the year.
Well, it's also Miami. Like, whoever complains about taking a flight to Miami.
Because they have screwed up. We don't even look forward to the trip because they have screwed us with the hotel. We stayed in Office Park on Copens Road.
Very important to the listeners. They've got to know about this.
Stick my ass on A1A. Now we got you moved to the front of the schedule. Little beach view. You know? Little place I can run. Not that I'm going to go run in the morning, but say I wanted to.
In case you want to run.
I want to run on the beach.
In case. Just in case.
That's all. I don't ask for much, man.
No, you don't. You generally are very, very easy to please.
Keep tapping here. I'm going to check that phone one more time.
Oh, where's your phone?
It's over there.
Why is it over there?
Because I got to get the signal. We're in the barricades.
Yeah, we're in the barricades.
The old barricades.
Sneaky hate you, number two.
Oh, sneaky hates you, as opposed to just openly hating you.
I'm putting a Twitter poll up right now, according to @ScottZolak. Thanksgiving is a sneaky good family holiday. Your choices will be, yes, it is, or no, Thanksgiving is for loners.
What's wrong with you? What was that? What are you doing?
It's frustrating when you.
What's all over the wall now?
Where?
Right there.
I don't know.
Hardy.
So some.
Hardy, you know what there is a liquid that was just sprayed all over the wall.
I'm trying to help us out here.
We're never getting it on TV with this type of attitude.
Somebody tweets us that there's a Packers schedule leak, apparently.
Oh!
They come to New England.
When?
What date?
They're apparently. Well, though, their leak was that they're playing in away week 13 on a Sunday night. That Packers, Brady, Rodgers is probably a Sunday night game, so if that's the case, then that would match up.
That would. That'd
December,
be a good one.
Foxborough.
What if Brady doesn't play? What if he doesn't want to play?
What if he's retired?
I mean, what if he hasn't told them he's coming back?
Rodgers,
now, Hoyer. What would that sound like, Jim? Hoyer versus Rodgers. You have any highlights, like potentially? There you are. You know, you got the Green Bay 4-6 defense right there. They're going to bring that safety down. You know, where's that ha-ha Clinton Dix? He's there, right? Is he there? Ha-ha. He's still there. They had some sneaky good players on that team, too. On defense. Never came together for them. Good edge guy. Who would be doing the... That's Al Michaels, right? Michaels and Collinsworth doing a play-by-play there. Sunday night game. NBC. Mm.
What we do know is that the Lions and the Jets will have the first Monday night game of the year. That's exciting.
That gets you going.
That's good. You don't know who's calling that game, though.
We also know that, yeah, they feel like they're still looking for whoever that's going to be. We also know that the international games are out.
Yes.
And none of those are all that exciting. Three and three.
I don't know.
Are.
I disagree. Eagles-Jags is a big, that's a big game for
the
That's
a good
London.
One. That's the best London game they've had yet.
You forget the Jags are good.
Yes. Yeah. You always think, you always get scorned like, oh God, it's Rams, it's Tampa, it's Jags. It's all the pseudo NFL soccer clubs.
Well, do you think the Raiders could be good again? I mean, assuming their health, yeah, assuming a new head coach with Gruden. What about the Seahawks? Are they any good right now?
Yeah.
They'll right. not be. Seahawks, Raiders is the first one. Titans, Chargers, the second one. Eagles, Jags, the third one. Those are the three games in London, which are in three straight weeks.
You know,
October, October 14th, yeah. 21st, and 28th. The first one, Seahawks, Raiders, will be in the 1 o'clock Eastern window. Will not be an early game. That, to me, is a mistake.
I love the early games.
No, that makes
love
sense.
Love the football
mistake.
And
that makes
eggs
complete
and football.
Sense.
No, it doesn't.
Eggs and
you
football.
Can't start no, Seattle, Oakland at 6:30 a.m. local time.
Then give it to one of the East
no,
Coast teams.
No,
then you should have planned it.
Why can't you? You can't tell people to get up early on a Sunday?
No.
Okay.
That's absurd. Two West Coast teams playing at 6 o'clock
Please,
in the morning?
They go out there. They go out there beginning of the week. You're out there for the week.
So
it's
I'm
like
talking
a
about
Super
the fans. Talking the fans.
Fans back home.
Wake up at 6 o'clock to watch a game? No.
Do you think that's kind of fun?
Beetle. 3:30 a.m. pregame show. You want to get up at 3:30 a.m. to a pregame show?
I'm not doing the pregame show for them.
But that would be
I work
the
on the East Coast. I work in Boston.
Who does the pregame for them? His eyes are closed, right?
Eyes are closed.
My eyes are closed.
The last two are at the 9:30 start. Those Titans, Chargers, Eagles, Jags games. Again, 14th, 21st, and 28th of October. All in London. And then the Mexico game is Chiefs at Rams. And that game is an 8:15 East Coast start time. ESPN. Is that a Monday? Hold on.
Monday night. That's Monday
that's
night.
That's a Monday nighter yep. this time
that's
around.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, they that moved is. All the start times of the primetime games
Yeah, I
earlier.
Saw that. Ben Volen had that item with the Globe. They're moving up the game start times by 15 minutes. Is that right? So instead of an 8:30, they'll all start at 8:15?
I like that.
Is that right?
No, like it's 8:30 to 8:20, 8:30 to 8:20, and one of them moved up to 8:15, yeah.
Oh, the 8:15 would be the one that we just saw, which is in
I
Mexico.
I think Thursdays and
Sorry.
Sundays moved up to 8:20.
Monday night kickoff will be at 8:15. Sunday night kickoff at 8:20. Thursday night kickoff moves up 5 minutes from 8:25 to 8:20 on the East Coast. The latest on Tom Brady. More reports, this time from NFL Network. Also, the NFL schedule release coming up later today. If we hear any information on that as it relates to the Patriots, we will give you that. Also, we're going to get to the Celtics this hour and a question that needs to be answered. It needs an answer. Is this year's team playoff roster better or worse than the playoff roster of a year ago for your Boston Celtics? We will address that coming up as well.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, and we're frozen up there.
Hi.
Back in
Thanks
the production
for joining,
room.
Joining the show.
Wow.
Got a sports show, Bertrand and Zolak and Bertrand.
Good thing that didn't happen in the middle of the break. Be in trouble.
Play some music there.
We're all frozen up. Hit the red alert. Hit the red alarm. You know, get the engineers down here.
Should I get my phone? Play some music.
I hope
back?
Everybody can. We're on the air though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Oh, thumbs up. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
Just a computer issue.
Okay. Computer's all locked up.
It's going to be interesting when it all switches over, huh? New place.
What's interesting about?
So hopefully
it?
You get those kinks worked out for the year start. We just want to throw us in there week one. Go. You know, games.
It'll be brand new. It'll all be brand new. Nice. We're going to have a brand new spot.
Smell nice in there.
With Fred's pilot seat and Felger's pilot seat.
Fred bitching.
Pilot chairs.
Wait till that building gets a load of bird.
All right. 617-779-0985. New reports on Tom Brady, which we can't play you now because
yep,
we're
we
all locked
some.
Up. But here's the deal.
Oh, no, we can.
We can?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got that?
Good.
This good. We just can't play commercials. You guys have to keep talking until we get this fixed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. So we can play the sound of the report.
Long time to tap dance.
I apologize.
You want the full report with rap sheet just the Garofalo
Why don't you
part?
Play the whole thing? Because I do want to hear the rap sheet part of it as well. And there was reporting in there. So let's do that.
Ian, we think he's played. He said he was going to play. It sure sounds like he's going to play. Is there another layer to this story here that maybe we're not seeing?
Well, the first layer is Tom Brady is going to play in 2018. And he said it. Everyone close to him has said it. Everyone I've spoken with has said it. The Patriots are going forward with the very strict and stern belief that he will be playing for 2018. I don't get the sense they even considered any of these reports this morning about Brady. Maybe he doesn't play. I also know Brady is planning a little passing camp with some of his buddies before training camp. Does not seem like the kind of thing you would do if you are not going to play for 2018. So, yes, Brady is playing, and of course he has said he wants to play to 45. He said he sees no light at the end of the tunnel. So yes, Brady is going to play next season. Maybe a different question, probably the better question, is what's his salary going to be? He's still got 2 years left, making about $14 million. This was the only question that I kind of discussed after the Super Bowl this past year, Andrew, was, is Tom Brady going to get a new contract? At this point, it is still unresolved, and my understanding is yes, that is something that he wants before next season.
All right, hold on. Garofalo, are we saying here that this is maybe a money play to stay away?
No, I don't believe that that is at least the surface level part of this. I mean, I do believe it's a factor. We talked about Brady last week. You guys asked me on the air about Robert Kraft's comments about the contract because he spoke to The Athletic in Boston, Jeff Howe, the reporter there, and said that both sides were comfortable with Brady's contract. I am told that that's really Kraft trying to speak for Brady in this camp, and they don't necessarily agree with that. However, it's A, not a pressing issue, and B, it's not anything that's contentious right now, but that Brady absolutely would be interested in revisiting this contract. And I even added this part. I said to you, as soon as he figures out what his long-term plan is here, because clearly at the end of that Tom versus Time documentary that we saw, the tone had changed a little bit. That was after the loss to the Eagles and all the disappointment that went into it. So, yes, the contract is part of it, but I'm not saying that this is necessarily a ploy by him to get that deal from the Patriots to say, come on back, we'll pay you what you want.
Lot to digest.
Okay,
there.
It's a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's get to the main bullet points. That is, number one, the Patriots have a stern belief that Brady will play in 2018. That's what Ian Rappaport had. Also as part of this, Garofalo believes that Brady is looking for a new contract and would like a new contract. Despite it not being a pressing matter, it's on the list. It's on the list of what he wants, what's going to make him happy. Not a pressing issue. That's what he was emphasizing there.
All right, we come off a
contentious as of yet.
You're coming off a league MVP season. You were money in the Super Bowl. You threw for over 500 yards. Your backup is the highest paid player, your former backup. Yeah, I could see him be open to a new contract. Absolutely.
So they never address why they think Brady is kind of putting this out there or would be considered. They just say, no, he's going to play, which is, I believe, you know, as Rappaport said, the opinion of the team. I think it's the opinion of pretty much everybody. But it's the only chip he has, right? It's the only thing he can play right now. That's what it is. He's got to threaten something. You want to gain leverage. There are things he wants. He wants less interference when it comes to his workouts with Alex Guerrero. He probably wants Guerrero's access restored to a certain degree.
That ain't happening.
He doesn't want that headache anymore. He doesn't want to deal with that anymore. And then he also wants a new contract. May not be number one on the list, but it's on the list. So what can he do if those are the things he wants and no one's giving it to him? What's the only thing he can do? Threaten to not show up. Threaten to not play. That's it. And he doesn't even want to go full go with it because it would... I'm not sure anyone would buy it.
This is so hard, too, for
which
him.
Which is part of the problem right now for him. The Patriots clearly aren't buying it. That's what Rap Sheet is saying.
It's weird because Yee's camp is silent. You know, Brady is kind of quiet here, too. I mean, if you really want to refute something or get it out there...
He would have done it by now.
I mean, the Malcolm Butler stuff. Remember when Danny signed with Miami? Boom! Right to social media. I'm posting. Like, get out of my way. Give me it. Friend, warrior, champion. Never forget. Great memories. Boom, boom. Post it. If you're sitting around and you think people are doubting you, And I heard this, too, that this might be a Patriots report to kind of get him out of the weeds, get him back in here. Let's throw this out there. Let's spin it, make him look bad here. If he wanted to jump all over that, too, if they did that, he would have responded. I'll be at camp this week. Put it on Twitter or put it on social media. Put it on Instagram. Here I am on my way to the stadium. People will go nuts over that, which tells me that's more of a Brady thing that was yesterday.
Yeah, it sort of confirms it, because if he was getting played, if someone was trying to make him look bad.
Because if he wants a message out there, he goes right to Instagram when something's important to him. And this has got to eat at him a little bit, because you're so conditioned for 18 years that it's about teamwork, it's about teamwork, it's about leadership, it's about me getting in front of the group, it's about me showing young guys that I'm not old, that I'm still the guy, that I'm the boss, my team, my offense, I lead by example. It's going to be hard for him to stay away, even though he's working out like a maniac, from what I'm told. More into the workouts this year than last year. He had a pretty good year. And 2 years ago, he had the first month off. You know, fresh as lettuce. Remember that one? Yeah, four less games, whole month off. So
as much as those reports yesterday might seem like, oh, he's playing, no, nothing to worry about, I don't know that there's all that much difference from what we were talking about a day ago. The team believes he's playing.
I think they should.
And most everybody believes he's playing. So this might be the only thing he can do, which is threaten to not play, but I don't know that anyone's going to buy it. Mm. And I don't think they should buy it, which is what we talked about for hours yesterday.
McCourty have to call the team and say, hey, I'm coming back for 2018. There's people
there's
that say that, though.
A difference, though.
He's 41, and he's done the movie.
Quarterback, and come on. Not only that, you don't have to. Until someone you tell puts out there that you're not committed to playing, that's when you do have to say something. So, no, was the team waiting by the phone yesterday? No. But when you say he's not committed to playing.
You know, and you heard a double down there by Rappaport, too, that he's planning with his certain friends to show up at his place, whether that be Montana or somewhere else, to work out before camp. After the OTAs are over, how surprised would you be if Amendola is part of that group?
Ooh.
And maybe not a guy like Hogan.
Why? Why would that be the case?
I was told when Danny went to Miami,
yeah,
that Danny, and other times, when he's not 100% Miami, he might be around here. And don't be surprised if he's working out with some of these guys.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, if you want to train a certain way,
Hogan doesn't want to go?
No. I'm just saying, what if the invitation...
Or Hogan's not invited.
What if he's not invited? What if, like, Brady says...
That's stupid.
Oh, an Edelman? Yeah, because you're cutting
off... That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Why get him better to have him face you twice a year? I wouldn't invite him, is my point.
That's absurd. You're inviting Danny Amendola and not Chris Hogan?
I think Hogan would
what
be
is the point of that?
Hogan would be the first guy that I would want there, because if there's any issues with timing or him coming back to the ball, remember when he came back in Miami and he was kind of rusty, Hogan, and then they sat him a little bit more? You know, I'd want him from a timing aspect down. I want him like Julian. I get Hogan and Julian there.
Well, yeah, those are his teammates.
I know that, but I'm saying...
Yeah, I'd get
Malcolm
really, Mitchell there.
I think it's Edelman and Gronkowski are going
to
be there.
I'd try to get Mitchell there. I'd try to get Hogan there.
Here's part of the problem,
No, I'm
too.
Not calling Danny Amendola, because we use the same...
Here's part of your problem,
...guru.
Too. Who's following Brady around all the time? Chopra. Like, he was over in...
Yes.
And
Hardy's
and Cutter with him. Right, Hardy's a highfalutin friend. What looks better on tape? Rob Gronkowski with a shirt off running around in Montana with the steers in the background and him riding dune buggies, yee-haw! You know, and Edelman and him wrestling. Or maybe Malcolm Mitchell or, you know, Rex Burkhead or Troy Nicholas.
All of them are the same. I don't understand what's different. All of those guys play for the New
names,
England Patriots.
I think names like Edelman and Gronkowski help promote whatever piece of that movie you're filming. And that would scare
me.
Okay,
can I tell you this? It shouldn't be a prerequisite that you're an Alex guy to go work out with your quarterback and get extra work in before training camp.
Because if
you get on the same page.
Because if it is, then that would lead credence to the Wickersham thing that, hey, if you want to get in my good graces, you better go up there and train.
Yeah, that's a bad look for Brady if that's the case. Right. I'm only willing to put in extra work with the teammates who are following my lifestyle.
What?
Why wouldn't you put in extra work with your teammates, with the teammates that are on your team? You know, teammates. Put in teamwork to get better as a team. Your team is not determined by what diet and, you know, exercise you're doing. Your teammates are decided by who's on your team, who wears a Patriots uniform on Sundays during the NFL season.
Right. And by the way, Hardy, you don't have to retweet every sneaky good tweet that comes in regarding me.
Yes, oh, well, no. Hey, look,
Beetle,
you said
the Red Sox are having a sneaky good season.
Sneaky good start of the season. Tom Brady, sneaky good quarterback. A lot of people are coming up with their sneaky good things after Zoe said that Thanksgiving is a sneaky good family holiday.
Your little prick friend there, Adam 12, with his little tidbit. Maybe I won't order a beverage at my sneaky good Thanksgiving.
I like this one that says, did you know that a cold beer is a sneaky good beverage after a long day at work? I'm pretty sure this qualifies as breaking news. Hashtag sponsored by Valvoline.
So Hardy, the other day, kind of went out to this last-minute breakfast with his good buddy, Adam 12. And I joined them on one of the previous breakfasts. Very nice of them to extend an invitation. I could plan it out a little better, and I timed it out right.
This has already 500 votes, or 497 votes.
Hardy and Adam 12 went to our buddy Jim up there at Jim's Deli. Had a nice little breakfast.
Yeah, good spot.
Hardy picked up on something that's really, really strange about Adam 12.
Oh, I heard this. He didn't get a drink.
No beverage.
Bizarro.
Not a coffee, not a juice, not a milk, not a water, not a hot chocolate.
Eggs, corned beef hash, hash and eggs, sourdough bread, no drink. Could you imagine having that meal?
No.
Without so much as that.
That for me right there is a coffee and a water.
Yes, that's almost a double beverage type of meal.
Yeah, I need a coffee and a water.
Do you think he has constant flowing saliva glands? Like it's just mouth of water?
I don't know.
Like, that's weird. Yeah, you go to lunch, nothing like having that good, strong diet soda. Nice ice. All that.
Just hearing about this whole Thanksgiving concept, now I'm going to need some more info before I vote, according to Terrence on Twitter. Because, again, the Twitter poll is, according to @ScottSolak, Thanksgiving is a, quote, sneaky good family holiday. The options are yes, it is, or nah, it's for loners.
Divorcees.
Someone said that a lot of people don't know Thanksgiving was created for orphans and divorced people. So,
headlines with Hardy. The computer systems are fixed. We are a go.
Sports Hub headlines.
And Matt Grizzlick is a go for the Bruins tonight. Or is he? He said, Bruce Cassidy said he should be good to go, but he's still going to be a game time decision for game four in Toronto against the Maple Leafs. Judd Zerot, Bob Beers will bring us the latest, 6:30, and then puck drops just after 7 o'clock right here on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 The Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Red Sox with another big win last night, 9-0 over the Angels in Anaheim. Rick Porcello out there for 6 shutout innings. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start tonight as the Red Sox try and complete the sweep of the Angels. Celtics off until tomorrow night. They'll visit the Bucks and have a chance to go up 3-0 in their best of 7 in Milwaukee. Greg Popovich will not coach the Spurs tonight in Game 3 against Golden State. They trail 2-0. But the San Antonio Spurs coach lost his wife yesterday. She died after an extended illness. He will not coach the team in tonight's game. Headlines are brought to you by Boston Laser. Correct your vision with a LASIK procedure from Boston Laser. Mention the Sports Hub and receive $1,000 off. Call 866-77-LASER. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sneaky good band, the Tubes.
I don't think so.
You know what I figured out here? That's a Hardy saying. Hardy uses that term a lot. Sneaky good. This person or this or this or that.
Right.
And I want to use it.
But you don't know
but
how.
But I found out that I can't apply it properly.
When in Rome.
So I'm not going to. When in Rome.
When in Rome.
I'm not going to do it anymore. Sneaky good will not come out of my mouth.
Well, you know, it's something that generally is not thought of as being all that great that you then apply the. You know what? It's actually kind of a sneaky good thing. You
yeah.
wouldn't think it, but when you really think about it.
It's a lot in Bertrand. Sneaky good at breaking
like,
news.
Like, you know. You
see,
look at,
I think that's true because we are not thought of as newsbreakers.
You know what? If you had to choose between two teams, maybe this year or last year, and you're looking at a center, Aaron Baines is a sneaky good center.
All right, so let's get to this. The Celtics roster. The Celtics roster last year, 2017, versus this year's 2018.
This is good.
Playoff roster.
Like this.
Is it better or worse than it was a year ago? And if it's better, well, you know what? Let's just go through it before I get to the if it's better, if it's worse. Because I know I'm going to lose in this argument somehow to Jim. I'm prepared to take an L here.
You want to know where this came from?
Where?
We were so excited. We were so excited about
it. That's where all Zoe's thoughts come from, not just.
I love their show.
We were so excited last year heading into the playoffs
yeah.
with the expectations for that team.
That they could do some damage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of the who they had, their roster, all that.
Right.
See, here's what
this year we came into it because of the injuries without those same expectations.
So you think this is a problem in perception, not a problem based in reality?
I wanted to check it out.
Jim sees it. Jim sees it. People were giddy this time last year, and Jim's giddy right now, and not a lot of other people are giddy.
We're going to talk to Sean Grandy coming up, by the way, at 1 o'clock, top of the hour.
People were excited because of what might have been and not what is right now.
So there's another variable here, though, too, Jim, and that is the other teams in the field, right? That's a consideration.
It's a consideration, yes.
Okay. But let's just go down the roster, name by name. And we'll start with Al Horford. This year, he's Al Horford.
I'd say last year he was Al Horford.
That's a wash.
It's a wash, cross out. Same guy. Same exact guy.
Don't even have to consider it.
Nope.
Next, Amir Johnson or Aaron Baines?
Boy, I go back to last year, and I remember taking calls and people making fun of Amir Johnson when he would play.
I prefer Aaron Baines. Not
I'll take
by
the
much.
Grinder. I'll take the grinder.
But I like Aaron Baines.
I'll take the grinder.
And I think he has value. And I don't think Amir Johnson was very good last year in the playoffs. At times, it was dreadful.
Okay. Check mark. Baines.
Baines.
First one to wash.
Jason Tatum or Jay Crowder?
We're going position by position. That's why we're doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the matchup? I'm going to go with the new kid. Kid that wears number zero. I like him. He seems a little bit better. Good upside. Check mark Tatum. He's only, what, 19, 20? How old is he? Is he 20?
20 now.
Jesus Christ. He can't even buy beer.
The next one's the toughest one. The next one's going to get the most debate, I think.
All right, so I'm taking Tatum. Avery Bradley of a year ago or Jaylen Brown? I'm taking Avery Bradley.
I'm taking Jaylen Brown.
And that's not an easy pick. It's not.
It's for the whole playoffs.
But defensively, what Avery Bradley brought to the team.
Say you got to.
I can't.
Hold on.
I can't
and
not
this could
give
change
him that.
When you get later in the playoffs.
Well, say you're facing Cleveland.
In the beginning, had we done this a couple of games ago, I would have said, Avery Bradley, you're going to need his defense while Marcus Smart is out.
You know what you got versus unknown guy.
Based on what we've seen against the Bucks, I'm like, no. After having seen it for a couple of games, I'll take Jaylen Brown.
And to what Brad Stevens told us yesterday, guys, to see that
good defense
transformation
on the three at the buzzer. Good defense there.
It was just, well, we called it. It was the worst defensive series he's ever had in his career.
Is Brad Stevens? Yeah, in what? In the most critical half a second of the game.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
See,
it was
still
is Avery Bradley
score?
Letting that happen?
Can the kid score? Anywhere.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
He can. I'm not
You're talking
that.
About the three at the end of regulation in game one?
That he gave up.
That was an absolute prayer.
No, was it? It was a clean look. That should have been a tougher
was
shot.
Damn near out at half court.
Was
Did you see Brad Stevens' reaction? Did you see how you mad Brad Stevens was?
He was mad that it went in.
No.
He was mad at the cover.
No,
he
wasn't. Make him flinch a little.
You don't get anywhere near him. You don't. The last thing you
those
do is foul him. You don't get anywhere near him.
Those are NBA players. They practice from there. They can hit those. You're asleep
a half second from that shot. No,
oh my God.
I am not faulting Jalen Brown's defense on that shot.
I'm with you. I'm taking Jalen Brown.
Avery Bradley, then you have Isaiah Thomas and Terry Rozier right now.
Checkmark Isaiah.
Given what
Isaiah was last year.
So on my team, I've got an even squad. Two players are favored on 18. Two are favored on 17. And Al Horford is the same guy.
For the starting lineups, right?
Yes. Now we attack the bench. Marcus Smart.
Another one.
Versus Marcus Smart. No point in talking about that. Same guy. Kelly Olynyk. Kelly the Clinic Olynyk. Or Marcus Morris.
Marcus Morris showed you an awful lot in game two.
Marcus Morris every day of the week.
I'd do it twice on Sunday. I'd do it based on looks.
And they need to find a way to make sure they keep Marcus Morris. That's a long-term thought, not related to this.
So what if we didn't add Marcus Smart of this year to the list, and you had to go Marcus Smart last year versus Marcus Morris this year?
Can you not confuse me right now?
You haven't lined up properly. Don't
stop it.
No audibles here, excitability boy.
Well, no, Marcus Smart was a consideration.
Now, the Marcus Smart, I expect him to be back in a series. So if we're going to project and think, okay, do you want Avery Bradley or do you want Jaylen Brown against, say, Cleveland eventually?
Okay, Jaylen Brown of a year ago or Gershon Yabusele and Semi Ojeleye of this year? We've combined Yabusele and Ojeleye into one guy.
But now,
Didn't we already take Jaylen Brown as a starter
on the bench last year?
Right.
The Jaylen Brown of a year ago.
Then they got to get credit for him coming off the bench last year. So you got to give it to last year's team.
Am I allowed to take? Right? I already took Jaylen Brown as a starter over Avery Bradley.
You could take him again here.
Take him again on the bench.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, rookie Jaylen Brown versus second year.
Rookie Jaylen Brown.
Good. Okay.
I think rookie Jaylen Brown does win that, by the way.
Yeah, even though he didn't play a few playoff games, like, overall, he's still, yeah.
You know, you're getting into the time travel paradox here.
Doesn't matter. That's the game we play.
Tyler Zeller.
That's what you're doing today, okay?
Zeller last year or Greg Monroe this year?
Greg Monroe.
Monroe.
Duh.
Zeller finally made a Celtics highlight, by the way, the other night.
On the wrong end of things.
Yes.
Terry Rozier of last year or Shane Larkin of this year? You've got to give that to Shane Larkin.
I think so.
Rozier barely played.
He's
in
been a consistent quality bench guy for this team.
Yeah,
Until Isaiah got hurt, and then he played a lot. But
so based on my check marks here, I've got the 2018 team being
heavily
one player better,
heavily better,
one bench player better than they were a year ago. Jim, not that different.
Okay, now
if
now,
not better,
can you do the same thing and just look at both lists and think about upside? Ceiling.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas is. Well, wait. Upside and ceiling for the next month or upside and ceiling for their careers?
Ceiling. Like,
Jaylen Brown
scored 30 points. Define That's a ceiling.
It. Define it.
Guys that can possibly explode in
a
game.
Isaiah Thomas.
Guys that can win you a playoff
game. Had 50 points in a game last year?
Tatum could do that.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with Isaiah Thomas.
Terry Rozier can't do that. He's not going to do that. So I don't know what ceiling you want me to factor in. I can factor in what the ceiling is the best possible accomplishment of their team. So the point I think we can all agree on, they're similar teams. It's a similar team now to what they were a year ago. But I think the Isaiah difference is the one I talked about yesterday as being the big one. You have a star player who's capable of a lot of offense and creating on his own or creating production. Creating can be used as a word in a number of ways in the NBA. But I don't know that you have that guy. You don't have a guy who can go off. You can have guys who have individual great nights, who can put up 25 points, put up 30 points in a night, could have a big statistical night. Is there a guy on the Celtics right now that's capable of taking over a game the way Isaiah did last year in the playoffs?
I think Jason Tatum could. But it's not as consistent. He also scored 4 points the other night. So the consistency's not there.
Right. I think that's a big difference. To give Isaiah his due for what he was and how we talked about him a year ago. Give the man his due.
I just think maybe we were over... Maybe I don't know what the exercise proves. Does it prove we were too excited about last year's team? Or we're not excited enough about this year's team? For the playoff run.
Can both be true? and both be true?
I guess.
We were too high on last year's team, and we're not high enough on this year's team.
I looked at the list and said, how was I so excited about these guys?
But why? Because
Stevens
it was the
got
first...
him playing well. Stevens had him playing well.
Because it was the first time they had chances to advance in a while. That's why you were excited. You're not as excited continuing to do that. Advancing out of the first round this year is not as exciting as it would have been a year ago, regardless of who's on the team. It just isn't.
See, I think with this group it is. With this group, because just so many bench players, I mean, I
who's
personally
a better team?
Think it is.
The Bulls of a year ago when healthy or this Bucks team?
Probably last year's
I
team
think
because
the Bulls.
They're more veteran. And Butler would have been a different player, and Ferrando was healthy in that series. Yeah, I think you end up losing that series.
Do you think that Bulls team beats this Celtics team? Because I say no chance.
Well, now we're taking that.
Maybe.
I don't think Rondo does what he does against Isaiah last year and is so dominant in those first games. I don't think Rondo beats you. But this. I don't think Rondo beats this team.
Could it be competitive?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It could absolutely be a competitive series. So... they're similar teams. That point is well taken. There's not a huge gap between what they put out on the floor last year and what they're putting out this year when you take the entire roster into account. But I think that Isaiah piece, I think that's a big part of it. Sean's in Rhode Island on the Celtics. Hey, Sean. Sean, are you there?
Nah.
Oh, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm here. How are we doing today? Yes, absolutely. You know, the 2016-17 roster was great and all, but looking back on the bench, just like you said, they had Jarebko, who, when he came off, he was either great or garbage.
We forgot about
him.
Jarebko! He's doing great wherever he is now because no one cares. But Jay Crowder, amazing athlete, doesn't fill up full potential. But the reason we were so excited and amped up about last year's roster is because everyone, just about everyone, was at full strength health-wise. This year, Irving went down. Hayward goes down right off the bat. So we automatically put L's in all the columns for any big game that we're going to play. We surprised every Boston person in New England, or every New England Celtics, it doesn't matter. We were surprised. So every accomplishment thus far is a flux. So now we're getting like, okay, we can go this far, guess what, we're going to go first.
Here, hold on. Hold on. Call him back, please. Call him back. You know what I think about you, Sean in Providence? You know, when you talk about the Celtics, it's a matter of people's phones. Is it really that bad? Is it really that hard to have a conversation on a phone that works? God.
Speaking of phones, you want to hear Danny Ainge compare last year's
sure.
team to this year's
yeah,
team?
Let's hear
quick.
It.
It's quick. He had a bad phone this morning.
Well, I mean, it certainly works a much better team than we were last year, you know, when we're 100% healthy. But I think that we're similar to where we were last year.
It's at least
so bad.
It's at least 2 weeks in a row that Ainge has been like that, or maybe two out of the last three. But it was one of his last calls into Touch and Ridge. Same thing. Same phone issue. We got to get Danny a new phone.
Same answer, though. Similar.
I couldn't hear it. I was just listening to the stats.
See, we got a late tweet to the show the other day when we were sort of discussing this stuff. And, you know, Jim was trying to say, hey, people are excited about this team. Why can't they have a shot? Someone tweeted in, well, were you guys still excited when Brady and them were getting their ass kicked in Denver? And AFC? Yeah, we were still excited, but you still have Brady was the point. And when you have Brady, you think you're still in any game. Who on a Celtics team gives you that belief that if you get in there against Cleveland, this one guy can go toe-to-toe with LeBron. Chugga-chugga-choo-choo. Who's your other chugga-chugga-choo-choo on the Celtics team wearing green? You don't have that one guy, but can a team beat one guy? A team that plays together. And don't forget the one guy we left off this list comparing both. How's Brad Stevens another year into it? I like to think he's good or better. How about that hot take?
Yeah, super hot, smoking hot. Sean Grandy, voice of the Celtics, joins us.
Sneaky hot take.
Coming up next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins held an optional skate this morning. Bruce Cassidy said Matt Grizzlick looks like he's good to go for tonight's game 4 in Toronto, but he's going to be a game-time decision in terms of what the rest of the team is going to be doing. Torrey Krug echoing what Billy Jaffe had to say earlier.
Sure, our neutral zone is tight, and you know our forwards are guarding that red line pretty well, and then our defense can have a tight gap, and it doesn't allow them to make many plays. It's more chipping pucks in, and then we can go back and get some clean breakouts, and it helps our team.
Is that optional, like New England's Patriot workouts? Like volunteer?
Yeah.
You can show up, many guys show up for that.
You don't have to be there. Judd Sprott and Bob Beers will bring us the latest. They got the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show at 6:30 tonight from Toronto, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. The puck will drop just after 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Red Sox got another win last night, this time 9-0 over the Angels in Anaheim. Thanks in large part to Rafael Devers in his grand slam and the 6 shutout innings from Rick Porcello. We'll try and complete the sweep tonight and send Eduardo Rodriguez to the mound to get the start to wrap up the 3-game series. Celtics off until tomorrow night. They visit the Bucks. They'll try and go up 3-0 in their best of 7 in Milwaukee. Headlines are brought to you by Core Golf in Natick, Boston's premier driving range and practice center, changing the way people practice their golf game and fun for the entire family. That's Core, K-O-H-R, golf.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Up. More headlines in 30 minutes.